Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Brianna Robinson from PATH.
Brianna, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Planning still going good for the Burnsville Fit Families 5K. Did I get it right? I did. Son of a gun. I'm not going to ask anymore because I got it right. Two times in a row, so we know what we'll do next time. So how's it going? What all's going on? Anything new or different?
Well, we are in the process of nailing down the details, and we've nailed down all the sponsors.
Okay.
And we got a lot of sponsorships this year. It was an excellent turnout for us, and we are eternally grateful for the opportunity to be able to do this in the community and have the community help that we get.
Yeah. Well, and that is one of the really cool things about our area of Western North Carolina. When you do something worthwhile, and this is such a good program, and it's just like the Sizzling Summer program, they always tend to come out and help because it's so good for our community, and we all care about each other. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's nice to have this option for families. And I think it's also a nice option because it allows the community to come together. And since the event is held right in the middle of town, you know, they're in the middle of the hustle and bustle of town.
Right.
And that's a good opportunity for revenue.
And it gives folks, they're downtown, they may not be downtown a lot on a regular basis, but it's on a Saturday, they'll have time after the race and everything, they can wander around and see the fun stuff that's available down there and see what's going on and stop in and visit the businesses. And everybody knows that. Anytime there's folks around, it helps.
And we're going to have a few vendors there with food and treats, and I think it'll be a good opportunity for them as well, you know, to get out there and show the community what they're all about. And really, it's just about having a fun time. We have a lot planned. We have our award ceremony right after the race, and that will include a lot of fun activities for the kids, food. We're going to have fruit smoothies that we're making on the square, maybe some ice cream. So it's going to be fun.
Anytime you can get all the family out together, and this is good for all ages, from little bitties all the way up by to come out and be a part of it. Anytime you can get families together to do things like that, it's always a good thing because we don't do a lot anymore. We really don't.
No, we really don't. One thing we're really looking forward to is having running groups, school running groups come and take a part and get out in the community. You know, it's a little different when you're running the track at school versus being out in the community and getting that family-friendly vibe, and that's kind of what we're hoping to do this year.
And one of the things to remember, it is a family event, so mom and dad would have to pay for registration, but the younger kids, all they have to do, if you get them registered, they get the shirt and everything, but they don't have to pay.
That's correct. 18 years and under do not have to pay for registration.
So, and that's just another neat thing about it. And sometimes families with a lot of kids, it's hard to get everybody involved in something. Well, right there, something everybody can get involved in.
Yeah, that's right.
There's lots of different angles on it, and folks can find out more, of course. You've got information up on websites and Facebook pages?
We do. We have a Facebook event up right now on our PATH page, and also on our website, pathwnc.org. There's an event page to sign up for the event.
Okay, so they can get the information there. Of course, there's other things you're working on getting ready for the summer program.
Yeah, we're already nailing down the events for the Sizzling Summer Series.
Oh, good.
And we've got a lot of cool stuff going on this year. We're doing the Reading is Alive with Parkway Playhouse again, so that should be really fun and interesting. We're doing a rock scavenger hunt around town, some aerobics, balloon artist stuff. It's going to be fun. We have a lot going on and a few different things this year than we've had in the past.
Yeah, some different stuff too, so I'm switch it up. A lot of good planning's going on, but I guess we really should. I haven't asked you to tell them again. They already know, but when's it going to be?
It's on May 12th at 9 a.m.
May 12th, 9 a.m. If folks want more information, check out the website, which is pathwnc.org, and you can check it out and also watch on for the information you've got and events you set up on Facebook. Well, we're looking forward to it. It won't be that long now. We're already well into April, so you turn around a time or two and it'll be here and we'll be ready to run.
It's coming up on us. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, thanks for stopping by and visiting again. Look forward to seeing you in a few weeks, okay?
Thank you.
Our guest today, Brianna Robinson of PATH, Partners Aligned Towards Health. She's working with the Burnsville Fit Families 5K. Brianna, thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.